the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I want to talk to you about content creation for busy people. So when I was running my business, obviously I live in Spain now, so it's a lot more difficult for me to do normal things like networking events and that kind of thing, speaking gigs that I used to do in order to build my coaching business. So the next best thing for me after that, and actually I say it was the next best thing, it actually turned into the best thing, was for me to then start creating podcasts and videos. And it's really interesting because as soon as I started doing that, the number of people that started to listen to you, the number of people that took an interest in what you were doing, the length of the sales cycle. So first of all, the number of people that increased, the length of the sales cycle, rather than that being maybe a couple of phone calls, we close people in with just one phone call. And so the beauty of this is that when you've got something like a podcast or a video, what it does is it creates a level of trust and credibility that you never had before. Because if you're on iTunes, and surely you must know what you're doing, right? Because only pop stars get on iTunes, right? So my kids are 12 and 9 now, the ones in England. And they're amazed still, by the way, that I'm on iTunes. And their friends are like, oh my gosh, I've seen you on iTunes. And it's really funny because it's like instant credibility. Because for them, all they get is Beyonce. Although they don't listen to Beyonce, by the way, at 12 or 9. I dread to think what they listen to. YouTube, actually, is Jack and Jack, for example, on YouTube. It's just unbelievable how things have changed. But it's really interesting talking about how things have changed because, you know, the stuff that we might watch, we've got YouTube embedded as an app on our TV now. So the little one watches Peppa Pig, she's 2, and she watches Peppa after Peppa after Peppa, all via YouTube, by the way. And then the other two, they just sit and watch vloggers, YouTube vloggers. It's just amazing. They're not even fussed about watching normal TV anymore. They just want to get on-demand content that relates directly to them. Now, does this sound familiar, by the way? Does this sound like what your customers might want? Do you think your customers want on-demand content that they can choose how to consume? So they might want to listen to it in the car. They might want to sit and watch it on the big TV with YouTube. They might want to watch it on their mobile device. But this is why Netflix has taken off, because it's on-demand content. And you can choose how you want to consume that content. To a certain extent, it's all video. There's no audio on there. But for those people who want to listen to podcasts, why don't I have to turn up at 8 p.m. on a Sunday night for a webinar? By the way, I'm probably going to do a webinar on a Sunday night at 8 p.m. But they don't want to have to get there at that time to consume the content. They want to pick and choose as to when they want that content. And so your job really is as a content producer or as a boss of your business, or if your job is to grow the business, is to provide your customers and your potential customers with the content that people want to listen to when they want to listen to it and how they want to consume it. It's not up to you to dictate how somebody should be listening or watching that content or when. That's not your decision to make. We don't live in that world anymore. We're not in the 1990s. We're in 2017 at the time of recording, 3rd of October today. And that is the state of play in the 21st century. Our attention spans is shorter than the 7-second mythical goldfish memory span. I mean, how many times do people, when you're watching TV, do you pick up your mobile phone at the ad break and check your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn? How many people do that listening, just by show of hands? I know I can't see you, by the way. But lots of people do it. Everybody does it. I don't know a person that doesn't do it. Now, just out of interest, how many of those people are actually checking their phones during the TV programme when they're supposed to be watching? Yeah, absolutely. Loads of people. I do it myself. We're addicted to our mobile devices. And then we download what we want to listen to later, and then we get in the car, and then we play the podcast. Or we go to the toilet and we watch a YouTube video while you're sat in a blooming toilet. As grossed out as that might sound, that's exactly what people are doing right now. So the question is, how are you going to take advantage of how people are now performing in a society in terms of their content and how they consume that content? So if you're just doing the normal stuff, you know, networking events and adverts in newspapers and just normal stuff, even speaking gigs, you're like 10 years out of date. The new stuff is video creation and podcast creation. Now, this is the problem. A lot of people think it's really technical and don't know how to do it. And it can be quite technical, but then so is driving a car. But I mean, I'm guessing here that most, you know, 90% of people listening to this will know how to drive a car. In fact, you get in your car, you get from A to B, and then you get out at B and you go, I don't even remember that journey. It's not complicated now at all because it's like it's habit. You've got used to doing it. You're consciously competent at driving a car, most of us anyway. So some of us are consciously incompetent. Actually, some of us are unconsciously incompetent. We're rubbish and we don't even know we're rubbish. But look, on content creation, this is the key. You've got to start pumping out videos. You've got to start pumping out those audios. Now, if you don't know how to do it, then you're in luck because we've got a two-day event in Spain and we're going to keep running this event every so often because I think it's something that's really required and needed in 2017 as we go through the next 3 years up to 2020. The level of information that's being consumed via podcast and video is only going to go one way, and that's up. It's going to be increased, and it's also got to be consumed when the end user decides to consume it, not when you choose to put it out there. So I got people watching videos from 3 or 4 years ago. I got people emailing me from podcasts that I did 2 years ago. And the beauty of those is that once those podcasts and those videos are actually out and live, I don't have to do them again. They're there and people can find them. And when someone says, I'm stuck with this, they go, right, listen to podcast 28 or podcast 2 to do with how to create a leaflet business. We can just direct them, we go and we get the information. Wouldn't that be amazing for your clients to do that as well? And then the other side of this, of course, is that, you know, everybody knows that in a business you've got to advertise a business, but content marketing is the new advertising. You want a radio station, you've got podcasts. You want to create your own TV station, you've got YouTubes. You want to create your own newspaper stuff, you've got articles. And that's what this two-day training is about. It's about showing you how to record a video, take the MP3 off that video and put that into a podcast and tighten it up to make it sound good. And then taking that spoken word and getting it typed up, and then you've got an article. Then you've got three pieces of content. You need a few little images. We'll show you how to create those really easily, and it doesn't cost you anything to create those images either. And then you just schedule that out. So you've always got fresh content going out every single day. Now, it's important to send out the content every single day so that you've got some consistency and people can't see that you're some sort of fly-by-night, but you're always pumping out content. But it's also important to understand that once that content is out there, you can use that content again and again and again. So like, for example, this is podcast 121, I think, 122. So what we're going to do is from podcast 1 to podcast 122, we're setting it up and scheduling our podcast to go out again on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Zing, all sorts of different social media platforms. Now, we created that content like half a year ago, six months ago, potentially, or like 2 years ago, actually. 2.5 years, in fact, because that's when podcast number one came up. But we're able to repurpose that, send that back out to our mailing list and our social media list, and it again drives traffic back. And all we've had to do is take that content and reschedule it. Because once you've made the content, that's it, it's made. You never have to make it again. Whereas you put an advert in a newspaper, it's gone. You know, as the fish and chips newspaper the next day. Not that we use newspaper anymore, because we're not allowed. But this is where it's at right now. So look, if you're really serious about growing your business and you're looking to grow it in a way that's really effective, that gets out to your ideal targeted audience when they choose to listen and watch what you're doing, then the content creation for busy people, that two-day event, it's in Spain, come over to a villa. It's usually sunny here, even in winter, or a little bit chilly maybe in winter, but it's really nice and sunny anyway. Get a little bit of winter sun. Spend 2 days working on your business, creating content, learning how to create content, and scheduling it so that once you go home, you know your iTunes is going to get okayed in the next couple of days. You've already got podcasts lined up ready to pump out. You've already got videos recorded to pump out. You know how to edit them. You know where to get the music from. You know how to do a bumper and an intro and all that good stuff. And then you're going to know how to market them. If that's something that you want to do, then come and take a look at my website at daniellatto.co.uk. And hopefully we'll see you on one of our training courses. But right now, folks, content is king. You've got to be pumping out as much content as you can. All right, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.